Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Declare the praises of our Lord today. Amen. In fact, it's a sweeter sound to his ears if he knows that you're worshiping and praising from a broken heart this morning. So would you just shout and clap and lift your voice before him right now? Father, we worship you. We honor you with hearts, God, of praise, with hearts of adoration today, Lord. We worship you. Yeah. sing it out this morning. Give him praise right now. We adore you, Father. We adore you, Lord. So worthy are you, Lord. So worthy are you. Thank you, Jesus. There's no greater love. 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 You set me free. There's no greater love. Come on, sing it, church. Oh, What that means this morning. Oh, let me be yours. Oh, Lord. I'm in all. Come on, tell him. And I'm in all of you. Come on, any wonderful this morning? We're his hands and feet during this season. I'm in awe of you, my King, and I lay down. Let me be. There's no greater love on, are you in awe of him this morning? No greater love, you said. There's no greater love. There's no greater love. There's no greater love. You gave your life for me. There's no greater love, church. There's no greater love. There's no greater love. You set me free. I'm in awe. And I'm in awe of you, my If it's worry, if it's doubt, if it's fear, if it's sickness, if it's relationships gone wrong, if it's children, grandchildren, if it's moms and dads and sisters, whatever everything is, you fill in the blank this morning. I lay blank at your feet. And some of you would say this morning, I lay it down with a broken heart. This morning, and I promise you that is the safest place you can put it. It is the safest place where you can trust Him. So we're going to sing it at least one more time, and softly, and I want you, just in your own way, whatever that means for you, I want you to lay blank. You may insert someone's name. I want you to lay it at His feet this morning. Would you do it? I just sense that He's at work this morning. He's at work this morning. And some of you are about to lay something down that you've carried for too long, and you're going to leave here this morning with a peace that passes all understanding. Anybody need that besides me today? Yes. So I want you to do it. Would you do that? Lay it at His feet this morning.
And I'm in awe of You, my King. I lay my
everything.
Let me be Your hands and feet to this world that has not seen.
Come on, lay it down this morning.
I'm in awe.
Yes, some of you are laying it down right now. God, we put it at Your feet right now in the name of Jesus. Lay it down, and we give our hands and our feet to You. We say, take it and use it, oh God.
I'm in awe.
Come on, one more time.
And I'm in.
Free, and You are free in Him. Would you just praise Him right now? We thank You, Lord, for freedom in this house. Thank You, Lord, for freedom in this house today. We declare freedom over every situation, God, in the name of Jesus. Freedom in this house today, Lord.
Distant, disillusion. I was lost and insecure. Still mercy fought for my attention. You were waiting at the door. Then I let you.
How I love you, holy.
worshiping right now, and that's okay. We're in the presence of the great Almighty this morning.
The title of this song is called Beautiful Exchange. And I want to just run a parallel by you. Think of this time of year, we all have gift exchanges. You know, we go and we know someone is going to bring us a gift. It may be Secret Santa, maybe whatever. We all have probably experienced a gift exchange where someone gives us a gift and we give them a gift. And the thing that makes this gift exchange that we got, this gift exchange that we get from our Lord and Savior, from our Father, our Creator, what makes it beautiful is that it's not the same type of gift exchange that what we may participate in when it comes up to this December. You know, where we have to, I got to get a good gift. I have to make sure it's good. I have to make sure that they like it. I have to make sure that it's presentable. I have to make sure that it's right. I have to make sure it's perfect. The thing about this gift exchange that makes it so beautiful is that, yes, he gave us a perfect gift, his son Jesus. He had that plan in place since the beginning. He knew the gift that he was going to give. He knew what he knew it was going to be perfect. He knew that he was going to send his son to live a blameless life and to exchange everything that he had, give his entire life, bleed his blood, pour it all out for us, this perfect gift in exchange for us. And we may be stuck, but like, I have to give him something. I have to present him a perfect gift too. I have to present him my perfect life. I got to get my life right before I give it over to him. I'm not worthy. He doesn't want me. But that's what makes this a beautiful exchange. Because he gave his perfect gift, and he wasn't asking for a perfect gift back. He wasn't asking for us to get out, make our lives perfect and give it to him. He wasn't asking for us to try to fix ourselves. He's like, I'm going to give you my son. And I want you to come just as you are. I'm not expecting you to be perfect. I'm not expecting you to get your life right on your own. All I want you to do is receive this gift. And you may not even want to give me anything back, and that's okay. I'm still going to offer up my son for you. So this morning, before we go any further, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're in this place, you know, you can say, you know what? I've been trying to get my life right. I've been trying to make my gift perfect. I've been trying to, you know, I've been trying to just do everything I can on my own to be worthy on my own, to be righteous on my own. I've been trying to follow this list, to do all of these things, but I've been failing. But it's time for me to just give my life to Christ, just as I am. To give my life to Christ with all of my imperfections, with all of my sins. I just need to give it 100% to him, and I've never done that. I need to this morning. If that's you, no one looking around, you say, I'm ready to give my life to Christ. Just lift your hand. Just lift your hand where you are. Thank you, Jesus. God, we love you. And God, in this place, in this house, we thank you. We accept your gift.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.